Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it is really lovely to be here with you today. It is July 12th, 2023, and it is episode 135, and I apologise for taking the last fortnight off, but I got so unwell that I was just unable to do the podcast. I was unable to go in and talk to Scotty. I got a secondary sinus infection and it was really, really annoying. And as you can probably hear, I've still got a bit of a croaky throat and stuff, bit nasally voice, and it's just taking a while to shrug it off. But the energy's coming back and we're feeling better. So it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's all right. So, and you can hear that Scotty, he'll talk about the fact that he's still got this horrible asthmatic cough that just hangs on after he gets sick as well. But we've talked about the fact that that he can hold the cough in the back of his throat and not cough when he's talking on the radio, and then he has to cough in between talk segments. And I remember as a child being told by my parents, you don't need to cough, because we were in these classical concerts where my mum was playing, and don't cough, wait until everybody's clapping before you have a cough. So I know how to hold a cough too. Did you know you can do it? Anyway, so yes, there's that. And the other thing that's news is that it's school holidays at the moment, and so because I don't have children at home anymore, you'd think it wouldn't be so important to me. But because Moz is a teacher, it is important to me. And so I'm recording this podcast at a very different time from when I normally record it, because I've been waiting for Moz to leave the house. That sounds awful, doesn't it? But it's really strange to talk to you all when I know there's someone else in the house. So waiting for having the house to myself. So I'm hoping I can get this whole podcast recorded before he comes back today from his wardens, from his church meeting. And finally, I wanted to let you know that I am holding a course at my church, and it's called Boots That Fit. And so I've been writing Boots That Fit, the book, for the past couple of years, and it's getting to the point where it's going out for feedback from people and things like that. And hopefully shortly we'll be sending it to my editor and getting the whole process finished up, you know, the whole production. So I've had a chat to my cover designer, and yeah, we'll get the editing going and the proofreading and whatever. So this book won't be out until February next year. It takes time to get it perfect, and I want it to be perfect. So I'm taking the time. I'm trying not to rush things this time around. But it is a book that I'm fairly proud of, and it's a book about finding where you fit, finding your place of service of God and the community around you. And it's a sort of a compilation of a lot of lessons that I've learned as I've been looking for my own identity and where I fit. And I've finished up here with this podcast with writing and editing and things like that. And when I say finished up, who knows, it might change again before the end of my life. It probably will. But at the moment, this is where I'm at. And thinking about things like your personality, how that sort of feeds into what you should do, or how you should do what you do for a living, or even not for a living, even just something that you do on the side, your hobby, or the fun thing that you do, or the thing that brings you life. And so that's what this book is about. That was probably not very clear, but hopefully I'll get better at spruiking it as time goes on. And what I have done is taken what I've written in the book and made that into a course, a 6-week course that's starting. So it'll start the week after this podcast comes out on the 27th of July, 2023. And if you are in Southern Tasmania and you would like to be a part of that, you're very, very welcome. And you can come to St. Clement's, Kingston, on a Thursday night and do this 6-week course with me. So you can find details of how to register at stclementskingston.org.au, and it's called Boots That Fit. And you'll find it on the website and you can register there. It's a free course. But if you are thinking, no, I don't live in Southern Tasmania, or no, this time doesn't work for me, or no, whatever, or oh gosh, I wish that I could do that course at my own church or in my own volunteer organisation or my own workplace even, whatever, that's fine. I would love to hear from you, because I'm hoping to make this course a thing that I do and that I can share with people. So, yeah, if you would like to open the conversation with me about running the course at your own place, I would love to hear from you. You can write to me, Ruth at ruthamos.com.au. Or the other option that I'm hoping to put together before the end of the year is to have an online course, an online version of the course, so that that would work with the book and the workbook. So what I'd do is have the book and workbook out next year and then have a course online that we can do and stuff together. So, you know, videos and me talking, because that's all we want is more of me talking. But yeah, so that's hopefully going to come together over the next few months. And I just wanted to let my lovely podcast audience know about this course that's coming out. So it's called Boots That Fit. The book is called Boots That Fit. There's going to be a book and a workbook and hopefully an online course. And then hopefully I can come around to various people's organizations or churches or whatever and run the course as well. I would love to do that and help people find where they're fit, find their thing, and also make time in their lives to do that thing that they are feeling is their mission to do, their service and the thing that fits them. So yeah, that's exciting. And like, it's really exciting. I'm so absolutely thrilled and to get this off the ground, to get started, to have a course actually happening is just, it's just amazing. So yeah, that's all my news at the moment. So now we're going to listen to what I had to talk to Scotty about, and then I'm going to unpack that some more afterwards.
Ruth Amos is with us this morning with another life hack. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Scotty. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've got this irritating cough that won't stop, and it just kind of goes. I freak people out because it's an asthma-induced cough. But I was at soccer last weekend, and I'm sitting on a bench, and there was a full bench of mums and dads sitting there, and literally within 2 minutes, I was on the bench by myself.
Oh, no.
Everybody just kind of gradually and very politely stood up and walked off.
You need to wear a sign saying, it's asthma.
It's asthma. It's just asthma. So that was kind of funny, but yeah. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about this concept called resistance, because we've been talking the past few weeks about meeting our goals and whether we're reassessing our goals and all that kind of stuff, which you can find on my website. But someone called Stephen Pressfield coined this term resistance for when you think you're trying to meet your goals, but you're not getting anywhere with it. And what do we do with resistance? And he suggests that you fight against it. But I was listening to someone else, and she was saying, just be curious about it. Like, why? Why am I not meeting my goals? What's standing in the way? And without any condemnation or anything, just think through. Why am I not doing? Because it's very easy to come down. I'm not meeting it. I'm just lazy. I'm just whatever. But if you're sitting there asking why, you might come up with an interesting solution.
And there could
actually
be a really good reason why. And so you might be able to find a workaround, or you might be able to go, well, the reason is because it's not a good idea.
Yeah. I've got a good story. So I got my friend Deb was telling me about this. She wants to do weights every day. So she has a bit of a daily schedule written out, and then she ticks off every time she colours in, actually, because she's an amazing artist. She colours in a little square to say, I have completed it. And she was looking at her diary, and she realised that the squares for her weights hadn't been coloured in for a week. And instead of like just going, oh, I need to work harder, I need to, you know, she thought, well, I wonder why that is. And she had a think about it and look at her day and whatever, and she realized that she was letting the bird out of its cage just before doing weights. And then the idea of doing weights with a bird hanging off her jumper for the whole time, like, nah, I won't do it today. So once she changed her schedule around a bit so that she did weights before she let the bird out, no problem. After that, every square is coloured in. So yeah.
And resistance always isn't necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No. No, as you say, there might be a really good reason why this is not happening. It might be the wrong time, or many other reasons. I don't know, but yeah, there may be a good reason. And then if you are pushing yourself through the resistance to just fight and do it, you might be missing something actually that's really important that needs to change.
Yeah. And even without wanting to spiritualize it too much, too, you know, often my prayer when I'm looking at doing something new is, okay, you know, God, if this is a good idea, open the doors. If it's not, then slam those doors shut. You know, like, so sometimes it's just God saying, this isn't for you right now.
Yeah, it's so good to have that to fall back on, isn't it? I think this is a really good idea. Please let me know if it's not. Just close those doors.
Yeah, which is a form of resistance, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, yeah.
All right. So is there a project that you're working on at the moment that you're finding some resistance in?
I guess you could go back to writing my novel again. But yeah, like for a while that was really hard, but I realized that I had the wrong protagonist. Like I had to change the story to make it so that it actually made more sense, and it will now be a better story because I just took some time to step back. Instead of saying I must write my 300 words every day, step back and say, now what's this story about? Oh, it's about the wrong person. Okay, well, let's just pick the right person, and now we're off and flying again.
Yep, so I love it. So resistance can be a really good thing, even though it can be probably very frustrating as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But just look at it. No condemnation. Just step back and say, now, why? I wonder why this is happening. That's my life hack for today.
I love it. I love it. RuthAmos.com.au. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Scotty.
I was thinking we'd had quite a bit of talk about goals, how to set them and things like that. And then I thought, well, let's have a talk about how you can achieve your goals. And the major point that I wanted to make, and I always like take one point to Scotty and then have other points afterwards for you special people. But the major point, yeah, is to be curious about what's stopping you, to think about it. And the person who coined resistance is Stephen Pressfield, and he was all push, push, push against it, you know, don't let resistance stop you, just accept it as part of the process. But Orna Ross is the person who I was listening to, who was saying, be curious about the resistance. Don't just push against it. Don't just say, I know it's part of the process, but say, I know it's part of the process. I know it's there for a reason. Let's have a think about what the reason is. And I love the story of Deb's weights and the bird, because it's just like such an obvious thing that maybe you wouldn't have even thought about if you hadn't been keeping track. And we've talked about keeping track. And I think, you know, it is good to keep track of what you're doing, because then you can, you may not even know that resistance is happening unless you keep track of what you're doing and think about, oh, why am I not doing what I'm intending to do? So in Deb's situation, because she was keeping track, and you should see her bullet journal. It's absolutely beautiful. Deb, if you're listening, it's gorgeous. With all the beautiful coloured pencils colouring in the squares to say I've done this and that. It's lovely. I appreciate the visual, but I am not the kind of person who does that or gets a kick out of it for myself. So my list, I was comparing list books with Deb, and mine is just so boring. It's just blue pen on white paper, and hers is this beautiful different pictures in it and lovely charts to say all the things that she's keeping track of. And I just appreciate that. I use a tracker app on my phone to keep track of what I'm doing, because I am just not good enough at writing out bullet journal tracker things. So I use my phone instead. So there are different options for different people. But what I want to say is that, yeah, because Deb was keeping track of what she was doing and realizing that she wasn't meeting the goal that she wanted to, and stepped back and was like, wonder why that is happening, that's when she found the whole bird business was going on. And then she was able to fix the issue and do what she wanted to do. So that's good. For me, one of the things I've been thinking about is how to market my business, because I have a writing business and an editing business, and at the moment sales aren't what I want them to be. They're not great. So if you want to support me, head over to rjamos.com and buy some of my novels. But anyway, so that's by the by. But so I was looking at my businesses and saying, well, instead of just sort of pushing forward and pushing forward, and I wasn't getting anywhere. I decided to put aside Monday afternoons to do marketing, and I wasn't doing it. I just wasn't pushing through or pushing against the resistance to get that side of the business done, the marketing side. And so I decided, right, well, I'm going to step back. I'm going to think about exactly what's going on here and have a look at it all again and be curious and non-judgmental. And that's when I figured out, look, I want my business to not be built on volume of books written, because there's a business model with novels where you just write in series and you write heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of different books in different series with a cliffhanger at the end of every book, so people have to buy the next one, and that's how you make your money. And a lot of people do that, and some people do that very successfully and really, really well. It doesn't mean that the books are rubbish. It just means that this person can write a book a month or a book every couple of months and they're skilled in that way. And I have realized that just doesn't work for me. I am not that kind of a writer, and I need to take a bit more time to work on my book to make it more interesting for me and more interesting hopefully for my readers. If I just tried to churn out a book a month, they would not be good quality because I am not that kind of a writer. And so instead of basing my business on volume, I am going to base my businesses, all of them, so the editing and the writing and this nonfiction writing, on connection. And so that changes how I approach everything. It changes so that I'm going to be doing more on social media, just to try and make connections with people. I'm going to do more in-person sales, try and get to some markets and things like that. I'm going to try and be running this course so that we're connecting with people that way, and all that kind of thing. And so it just changes the focus. But I wouldn't have made that kind of breakthrough if I had just kept pushing against this resistance. Another couple of questions that you can think about in terms of this, you know, what is stopping you? Why are you feeling this resistance? You can ask yourself, is this thing that I'm trying to do in line with my values? Do you know what your values are? If you don't, I will hopefully have part of that in my course, and I'm definitely have a chapter, big chapter on it, in my book about investigating your values and seeing what you hold dear, what you are living your life according to. Maybe you have some limiting belief. Again, this is another chapter in my book. Talk that you're giving yourself, some label that you're putting on yourself that might come from your past or might come from your childhood or might be something your parents have said, or it might be just something that you're putting over yourself that limits what you can do. And coming to terms with that and saying, well, I'm not going to let that limit me any longer, and using affirmations to get through it is really helpful. But maybe you are not achieving the goal that you're trying to achieve because your life season is wrong at the moment for that particular goal. You know, you might be at the moment struggling with an illness of some sort. You might have chronic fatigue, or you might have chronic pain or something like that that is stopping you from moving forward. Or you might be working in a very high tension job, and so that limits what you can do outside of the job. Or you might have small children, and that season will pass, but at the moment your life has to revolve around looking after small children and taking them places and making sure they're in bed at the right time and feeding them and all that kind of thing. So this thing that you want to do might be the right thing to do, but it might not be for right now. It might be something that needs to happen in the future. And so you can, instead of kicking yourself because you're not doing the thing, you can use any spare moments that you have to prepare for when the time is right. Or you might just be trying to do this thing at the wrong time of day. We all have different circadian rhythms, times when we are really energetic and times when we are really, really not. And I find that, well, I have coffee in the morning, so that is definitely a cheat. But it's a cheat that works. And I had one. You can probably hear my voice getting faster, my words getting faster as the coffee that I had just before recording kicks in. But anyway, that means that I'm best in the morning. So I really, there are actually quite a lot of things that I'm trying to do first thing. And I know you can only do one thing first thing, but I try to do about five things first thing before my willpower runs out. And then in the afternoon, you know, that 3 o'clock slump, that's when I try to do things that are slower, and like that I have to wait for websites to load. And so I do, you know, a fair bit of staring off into the distance while the website loads, and I do marketing and things like that in the afternoon. So thinking about if you have that opportunity to say, I'm better at this time of day than that time of day, figuring out which time of day is best for you to achieve the thing. So these are different questions that you can ask as you're thinking about, I have this resistance to doing what I want to do. Why is it there? And what can I do about it? And then we can also look at ways of just achieving things, because sometimes, yep, there's a good reason, and sometimes you need to change what you're doing, but sometimes there are things you can do to help you towards your goals anyway. So I've talked about breaking your goal down into smaller chunks. I think I've called that podcast Break It Into Chunks. So that was a really popular one and helpful, and you can have a listen to that. You might need to figure out what your priorities are. You might be saying you prioritize one thing but doing another thing, and so there might be some things that you just need to say no to so that you can achieve your priorities. Maybe you need to find an accountability buddy, someone that you can say, all right, I am going to do this by this stage and I want to be accountable to you and say that I'm going to do it. So I have a new friend who is writing a memoir, and we have decided that we're going to work together in this way, and that she's going to check in with me and say, I have written X amount. So just even the fact that we're getting together on a regular basis, I think it's every 6 weeks or something like that, means that she has something to work towards, because otherwise she'll just keep putting it off, because there's no deadline for something like writing a memoir. There's no one saying you must get it done by X date. So just having me as an accountability buddy means that she can just say, oh, okay, I've done this much, or I haven't done this much. And you know me, I'm not going to stand over her and say, you horrible person, why haven't you met your goals? That's not what it's about. But it is about her being able to say, look, this is what I've done and this is why. And maybe that will allow her to understand her own resistance and her own roadblocks and work around them as well. There are other really practical things, like scheduling in time to do the thing on the calendar, or making it a part of your routine. As I said, we're on school holidays at the moment, so Moz doesn't have his normal morning routine, but he's just really dependent on things in his morning routine. He knows what he's going to do, and if he's not wearing his teacher clothes but he's wearing sports clothes, for example, he needs to be extra careful, because then he's not sure whether he's going to pick up his watch, his keys and his phone as he walks out the door, because he's not in routine. So having that routine that you know you're going to do every day, even in the little things, can help you get some things done. Habit stacking is another thing. So yes, I need to remember to do this thing, so I'm going to make sure I do it at the same time as I do the other thing. So for me, I use that for the gym. So when I'm going out, I often stack my gym clothes in the back of the car so that I go to the gym on the way back home from wherever I'm out. And that helps me, because it means I'm not back at home then bombarded by all the other things I have to do. I just know that on the way home from wherever I'm going, I just drop into the gym and do my half hour of exercise. But there's a lot about habit stacking in a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and it's a fantastic book if you're looking at things. Another thing is implementation intentions. And implementation intention is a fancy name for just saying or writing down, I'm going to do this activity at this time in this place. And actually being clear about that is enough to make it much more likely that you'll do the activity. So I am going to write on a Thursday morning after Scotty at the cafe. Just saying it means that I'm going to go there and do the writing. Usually for writing my novel, it's like I'm going to write first thing in the morning after I've made a coffee and in my study, and then it's there. It's an implementation intention. So just making that intention clear helps you to be able to do the goals. So I think, the other thing I really want to say, or there's two things. One is, if you're looking at a goal and you really want to achieve that goal, make sure that that goal is something that depends on what you can do yourself. So for this example, I always use the example of weight loss. So many of us have a goal, I want to lose 5 kilos, but that's a silly goal, because our bodies are our bodies and they do what they want, really. And in fact, there's a lot of science that shows that once you start trying to lose weight, your body will do everything it can to hold on to the weight that you've got. And we know about yo-yo dieting and all that kind of stuff. So really, that is not a goal. That is a dream or idea or something, but it's not something that you can measure off that you have achieved yourself, because there are so many other factors involved that you can't do anything about. Like, you really can't control what your hormones are doing in your body. And so it's just not a good goal to have. Whereas a goal that says, I am going to go to the gym and go for a brisk walk 4 times a week, that is a goal that you're in charge of. That is something that you can do something about. Or if your goal is, I'm going to make sure that I do a session of stretching, or, you know, like anything, something that you can do yourself is important. So make sure that when you're setting these goals for yourself, the achieving of the goal is dependent on what you can do yourself and not dependent on somebody else doing something else. Like having a goal to clean the bathroom every Friday morning is a goal that you can achieve yourself. Having a goal to have a sparkling clean bathroom every week, well, if you've got other people in your house, it's going to depend on how they treat the bathroom as well. You see what I mean? So just to make sure that you, when you set out these goals for yourself, that they are dependent on something that you can achieve. Again, and publishing is another one. Having a goal to have your book published by a traditional publisher is fantastic, you know, nice, but it depends on the traditional publisher accepting your book. And you can't do anything about whether an editor is going to accept your book or not. You can make the book the best that you can, but you can't guarantee that somebody's going to publish it by the end of the year. What you can do is say, I am going to send my book out to 15 agents by the end of the year. And that's something that relies on you. That's a goal that you can achieve, because no matter what the agents say, yes or no, you can still send it out to the next one. I guess once they say yes, you can stop, but then you can say, I've achieved that goal of getting it with an agent. So I hope that's clear. I feel like I'm starting to ramble now, but yeah, I think it's really important when we set goals that it's something that we can do ourselves. And so then if you feel that resistance, you can say, okay, I need to change what I'm doing in order to achieve this goal, not, oh, I wish that somebody else would come in and do this for me. And the other thing is, as always, experiment. Find out what works for you. Think about what you're doing, what activity you want to do. Try it in the morning, try it in the afternoon, try it in the evening. See if it works better for you to sit in bed and write, or to sit at a table and write, or whatever. See if it works better for you to go for a walk outside than it does to go for a walk at the gym, or things like that. So yeah, experiment. Figure it out. We've got more time. I think for me, I always struggle with experimentation because I think, no, I've got to do it now. You know, I've got to get in there and do it now. And if I waste even a day, it's a day where I'm not moving forward to achieving my goal. But if I sit back and take the time to think about it and be curious and experiment and try different things, then I might find something that works way better than what I thought would work. And because of that, I will achieve my goal in faster time than if I had just pushed through in this rigid way of thinking I have to do it this way. So it comes back to what I started with Scotty, which is I encourage you to be curious. I encourage you to look at what you're doing with no condemnation and just with curiosity. Experiment, try, think about why this isn't working or why this is working, and work more on the things that are working and not worry so much about the things that aren't working. And hopefully as I go on with this podcast, I'll give you different ways to experiment with trying to get things done, or the life hacks, as Scotty calls them, different methods, different things to try until you hit on something that works for you in this season. And then of course seasons change, things you change, everything changes all the time. And so you need to stop, think about it, be curious, and experiment again, and assess and reassess and go again. And that's what life is. That's what life is. So that's my chat for today. As always, if you would like to talk to me about it, I would love to hear from you. My email address is ruth@ruthamos.com.au. My Twitter is at A Quiet Life Blog, and Facebook, you can find me at Ruth Amos Author. And yeah, feel free to write to me. I would love to hear from you. And just while I remember it, there is no baby yet. So yes, my son and Scotty's daughter are expecting, and the baby is due literally any day now. And by the time you hear this podcast, It will be born. There will be a healthy baby boy, God willing. So, yeah, but you're going to have to wait for another fortnight to find out all the details. I promise next time I talk to you, there will be a baby report. And until then, I hope that you go well and be curious about your goals and your ways of doing things. And I will chat to you again soon. Okay, okay, just sneaking back in to say we have a beautiful grandson, everybody's healthy, and his name's Hugh and Alexander, and he was 53 centimetres long, and I think 8 pound 3 ounces in the old money. Anyway, he's gorgeous, he's healthy, everybody's well, and we're besotted as we should be. Alrighty, chat to you soon.